dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen. You can email questions anytime you'd like to me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. You can also like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. It's called A Dad's Point of View. And please feel free, if you want to hear any of our radio shows, read any of my columns or blogs or variety of things that are available, visit brucesalen.com. You can, in fact, order my forthcoming book, A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. It is coming out in a couple, 3 weeks. And right now, the exclusive limited edition A Dad's Point of View poster is available, so you can get that as well. Today's show, I think, will be the only radio show you'll listen to this week that will not discuss the minutia of the late bin Laden's death. Instead, since it's Mother's Day, we're going to devote our fourth segment to mothers everywhere. And I'd like to start the show just with a little tease of what's to come with some cool quotes about mothers. From, and I don't know who this person is, I'll have to look it up, from Tineva Jordan. A mother is a person who, seeing there are only four pieces of pie for five people, promptly announces she never did care for pie. From Mildred B. Vermont, being a full-time mother is one of the highest salaried jobs, since the payment is pure love. From Peter DeVries, again, I don't know these people. I will have to do some homework here. Doesn't matter. They're good quotes. From Peter DeVries. A suburban mother's role is to deliver children obstetrically once and by car forever after. From my favorite, Groucho Marx, which, of course, is used regularly on my Father's Day special and my commercials for my book. There's an inexhaustible trove of brilliance from the late Groucho, as I also mine those wonderful quotes from Will Rogers. Groucho said, "I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you came along." You can just hear Groucho saying that. Again, someone else I don't know, Helen Rowland, said, "It takes a woman 20 years to make a man of her son, and another woman 20 minutes to make a fool of him." Good quotes, and more to come in our fourth segment. I want to tell you about, we've had a new artist on my Tech World comic in the BoomerTechTalk.com website, which is a little side venture of mine. And the new one is about a phenomena that I did not really know takes place, which is practical jokes on the internet. So if you want to learn a little bit about it, go to BoomerTechTalk and go to the comics section. There's also a new series starting that I've started and I'm writing called Boomer Parenting Tips. And the most current one is about parents on Facebook. And it is a very delicate situation, which I talk about a lot on my show and in my writing, because I think parents should be their kids' friends on Facebook. But the most important thing is, once they agree, you disappear. You never make your presence known. If you want to read more about that, do go to BoomerTechTalk.com and read the Boomer Parenting Tips. I do want to share just one quote about my book from my good friend Stan Lee, the creator of Marvel Comics. And given that I think Thor is opening this weekend, it's appropriate to quote Stan. Stan is a remarkable man in his 80s, who I've known for about 30 years, and he had this to say about my book, from Stan Lee of Marvel Comics. Bruce's fascinating look at the ups and downs of parenting reminds me of Marvel Comics. There, too, we choose not to hide the blemishes of life, but to discuss them in an entertaining and helpful manner. Must reading for all parents and would-be parents. You can pre-order my book for Father's Day at brucesalen.com, where there's a special deal that includes the exclusive poster I told you about. It's a perfect gift for Father's Day. By the way, sponsor slots are open for my show. You can reach me at brucesalen.com if you would like to be a sponsor. We are now appearing on several AM stations, and we have premiered as of 1 week ago on a brand new internet radio network called PWRN.com, which stands for the Positive World Radio Network. And I think it's a wonderful idea, and I am honored to be among the hosts that are on their show. Anyway, this week's topic is based, as usually is the case, on my current A Dad's Point of View column. This week it is called When is Rude Rude? And as I was discussing with the head of our station here at KZSB, Les, you never know when a column or a subject will touch a nerve. And for some reason, this one clearly touched a nerve. If you go to BruceAllen.com to my column section, you will see a lot of comments. And sometimes I get a lot, sometimes I don't. And it often mystifies me. But evidently, young and old alike are struggling with a story that I tell in the column about our generation's, the current generation's potential lack of manners. And this happened to me when I invited some longstanding friends over for dinner. And it was two generations. The friends are contemporaries of mine, and they have several children, including a son and new daughter-in-law. And the moment the kids came in, now these kids are in their middle 20s, they were on their cell phones texting, surfing, and otherwise interacting with their technology while half paying attention to us. In fact, after hello, the first words from them were to ask what was our code for the wireless connection in our house. I'm not kidding. They were holding their phones. What's your wireless code? What's your wireless code? As if it were life and death. Now, one of the two of them is a PhD student, and the other works at a department store, so I wasn't quite sure what the urgency was. Anyway, we went to a nearby Barnes & Noble to have a coffee before we were going to have dinner, and I wanted to share with my friends, and I brought my laptop, all the good news that I had about what's been going on in my life, particularly about my new book. I mean, it's coming out right now, and I'm very excited. I'd never written a book before. And I brought my laptop to show them the commercials I have, the video my son did, some of the imagery from the book, and just a little stuff that I thought would be fun and wouldn't take long. And it was quickly apparent that nobody was interested. I got the message. I shut down my computer while still observing that the kids were continually checking and interacting with their phones. I actually got a personal lesson and reminder that expecting my friends and family to support my work endeavors, even the publication of my first book, is really unrealistic. So I was grateful. I mean, I've learned this long ago when my column first began appearing on various websites, and I found that my friends and family were just not interested in receiving notices about them, and they certainly weren't interested in posting comments. Instead, what I've done over time is I've developed relationships with my readers, my listeners, and my quasi-friends, my virtual friends from Facebook, Twitter, and my websites, and I can ask any number of these quasi-friends with impunity for a favor, a comment, and I know they'll do so, especially since I make it clear that I will reciprocate. Anyway, back to the dinner with my friends. After our coffee at Barnes & Noble, my wife prepared, as she often does, a lovely meal. It was a night for al fresco dining, and we were able to sit outside and enjoy a wonderfully comfortable spring meal. Our friend's younger son and wife continued to interact with their cell phones and us. I finally spoke up, suggesting that the son consider turning off his phone. His parents looked up but didn't say a thing, nor did anyone else. A few minutes later, after all the food had arrived and my wife finally sat down and joined us, I saw him again using his phone, only this time it was like a middle school kid cheating, since he was doing it in his lap under the table. It was so amusing that I made a joke and gave him a look, but at that point I realized this wasn't my business. The rest of the evening, this young couple continued their multitasking, and we made the best of what was still a pleasant night all around, because as I said earlier, I love these friends and appreciate their friendship a great deal, because it's been literally decades. After they left, I asked my older son what he thought about what had happened. He simply said to me something to the effect, "Dad, that's just the way it is for our generation," with no judgment or derision. I'm not sure what is correct. I really wonder. The comments on this column on BruceAllen.com have been universal in condemning this behavior and saying I should have every right to have insisted on more appropriate behavior in the same way I might have had a no smoking rule, which we do in our home. I'm not sure this situation is that black and white. My producer, as usual, is giving me the finger that says we are out of time. Richard Dugan is saying it is time for a break, and that means I have to wrap this up. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be back and continue on this topic.